this is Erin. You can catch me Saturdays and Sundays, 6 to 10pm on Smile FM as I bring you great South African music. There is no denying that Beatenberg are among our local music faves, and we have been waiting for a while for a brand new body of work from this band. Well, wait no more, because they've got a brand new EP out and they are coming back to South Africa for some live performances. I caught up with the band via video chat as they are in London to talk about their new EP as well as their hotly anticipated homecoming.
Smile. 90.4 FM.
Beatenberg, welcome to Smile FM. How are you guys?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Nice to hear from all of you, and congratulations on the new EP. And that's precisely where we're going to start this conversation. Because making an EP or an album is a real labor of love, and many people don't often perceive the amount of work and effort and mental and emotional energy that goes into it. Do you mind sharing some of the process of making this EP, and also what was different this time around versus your previous work?
With these songs, it wasn't really a typical process at all, because we actually recorded the songs quite some time ago, before the pandemic, for the most part. And that was quite a relaxed process, actually. It was after we made the previous record, 12 Views. And we just went out to this place that we'd actually recorded our first album at, and just recorded a few songs, hung out together, and that was pretty relaxed. So, and the songs sat around because we didn't do much during the pandemic, and a couple of years went by, and then we revisited them and sort of finished them and put them out. So it was kind of an unusual process, I suppose. But as always, like you say, there is always like a lot more that goes into these things than maybe some people think. Maybe there's a lot less than some people think. I don't know. but no, it's the biggest thing is getting things over the finish line, and I'm glad that we did that, because we have a lot of songs sitting around that we've worked on. But the real hard part is finishing them and putting them out. So it's nice that we've been able to do that now, and hopefully we'll keep doing that more and more.
Thank you for sharing that you've got a whole lot of songs just sitting in the bank waiting to reach our ears. With an EP, though, there's usually like an overall theme or message. Does that hold true for this particular body of work?
I wouldn't say that there's a message necessarily, aside from maybe the message that like we're back together and doing things again, because it's obviously been a while that we haven't put anything out. So that's probably, if there's a message that we're putting out, it's just, you know, hello, here we are again. And that's kind of reflected in the title, I suppose. Otherwise, I think the songs are just unified by sort of the feeling they have in the time that they were written and recorded, which is, as I say, that time just before. Well, yeah, it was like a few years ago now.
And I think all done within like 2 weeks of sessions in the same studio. So from like a sonic and production perspective, recording.
Yeah, there's definitely like a coherent kind of vibe. But as always, these things are hard to put into words. And that's kind of why the songs exist. It's hard to say, you know, they're unified by all being about the sun or something like that. It's not as simple as that. And yeah, but I do feel like they go together nicely.
To celebrate your new EP, you'll be performing at Constitution Hill on the 3rd of December, which also marks your return to South Africa and the start of a tour. What can audiences expect from your upcoming shows?
In some way, I feel like it's probably going to be emotional from both sides, because, we haven't played since 2019, and obviously this is like our home crowd and where it like all started. I mean, obviously it sounds a bit cliche, but honestly, it's quite profound how much our lives have changed, and we have growing up in South Africa to thank for that, and the way that our music was received, just how profound that's really been. So we haven't played since what, like mid 2019 in SA, I think. It's going to be a huge homecoming moment. And it's funny, because we do get the question sometimes, like, what should fans expect, what can we expect, da 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 da. And it's kind of like, the crazy thing about it is that we don't really know. I mean, I think I can say confidently, like, it's going to be deep, and we're going to see family and friends and like friendly faces, all these people in the crowd in Joburg and Cape Town. But you don't really know until it's happening.
No, that makes perfect sense. I understand your feeling around it. And I do think, it's going to be a bit emotional, but that's kind of a good thing. As you mentioned, you didn't exactly quite think of this when you started out.
But this new EP is being released in the UK as well. Plus, you'll be touring USA and Europe together with us. And I'm sure that when you started out, you had hopes and dreams of having this international audience. But how does it feel now to have achieved that?
That's a good question. I guess you say achieve that at the end of it. And it feels like with music in so many ways, there's the external side and the internal side of like having a life in music. The one is the external that we're talking about now. And that means, you know, having fans across the world and touring and being warmly received wherever you go and kind of sharing your music and learning from the people you meet. And that's all really beautiful. And I think we're all really, really deeply grateful for that. On the other side of it, there's the internal side, which is your lifelong experience of making music, of learning about music, of it surprising you. And it really is it can be hard to describe what that's like. And then on both sides of it, it feels like it's an ongoing story and not something that's ever, at least I've heard this from so many people who work in music and other creative fields. It's like, it's an ongoing journey. So we've definitely hit some milestones. And we've been super fortunate to achieve a lot of things that not a lot of people from like our context have achieved before. And that's really, really deep. And yeah, we're really stoked about it. I'll put it that way. But it's a long journey.
I fully appreciate that. And it's been an incredible journey and we've all been able to watch it. So, I mean, I can truly say congratulations on where you are at in your journey right now. Guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Smile FM. It's been wonderful to hear from you and to get insights from you. And of course, we wish you all of the very best and look forward to seeing you back on home soil really soon.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Smile. 90.4 FM.